Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Muscle Sport Radio. I am your host, Joe Pietaro. And of course, thank you once again. Our Instagram feed, as usual, makes the fucking show. What's up, C Green, Big C, and Howard? I see a lot of people on there. Ilyaz, of course, Ilyaz. My husband, Ilyaz. We are heterosexual lovers. And we're going to be joined in just a few moments by Barbells. What's up, Mark? We're going to be joined in just a little bit by IFBB 212 Pro, Guy Sister Nino, my husband. Yes, we are husband. Hi, Gilroy. What's up, Gilroy? BTH, all my fucking pals are joining. Barbells and badges. Yes, I see I have friends in this world. If I read my fucking YouTube comments, I would probably never think that anyone liked me anymore. I have to give Lee Carter credit. He's going to town with some fucking jerk-offs. Hello, Gilroy. How are you, Kinty? Ed the Jackson. What's up, Ed? But we'll get into that after. We're going to have Guy on for about 10, 15 minutes. What's up, Christian? How are you, pal? You know, he's got a lot of stuff going on. So he did a great Skype interview with me that took up two segments of our July programs. So you're going to see a lot of Guy Sister Nino on the Muscle Sport. Yari, what's up? The big fucking Muscle Inc. dude. Muscle Inc. I like Muscle Inc. I got a real cool t-shirt from them. I like it. It's a good fitting t-shirt. But speaking of t-shirts, I'm wearing my Iron Mag Labs because they are our best sponsor, and this is the supplement of the week. We did it last week, but we only did it for like a day and a half, so I'm going to do it again. Supernova Andro RX, $39.99 at rmaglabs.com. You can get it. It's like 33% off. Thanks for the plug. Of course, bro. Thanks for joining us. You see, we treat our fucking people well here, even though some fucking people out there don't like that. They don't understand that, and that's good. I like that. I like different ideas, different fucking points of view, if you will. But yes, we talk good about our supplement sponsors on this program. And if people don't understand that, they can go fuck themselves. Christian Duke in the house. Denise, what's up, Denise? We had a nice little email exchange on Saturday, Denise and myself. We were discussing the new, I guess, the recent developments at Muscle Sport LLC. I like to say that. LLC. It makes it sound like something huge, something big and important. Paul Cullen, my fucking photography friend from Ireland. Hey, Greg. Wrong show. I don't know which show you're going to find him on now, but I guess, you know, he'll pop up somewhere. Greg isn't going anywhere. He's going to be doing just fine. He's going to end up somewhere. He's going to land on his feet, and he should do his own shit. Hi, Christian. The Duke. The Iron Duke. I have to admit, Christian, your video was sweeping up. And good luck at your new place, by the way. You just recently moved, and you're sweeping, and you do that like fake surprise. I thought it was fucking hysterical, and I got a huge kick out of it. Thanks for your extensive email. Yes, Denise, I hope I didn't bore you too much with that. But sometimes when I get fired up, I have to do things like that. And sometimes when people ask me questions, I like writing them. Dana Lynn Kay, and she's saying hi to Big C. I don't blame her. Big C is a freaking good-looking dude, man. If I was a chick, I would go out with Big C. Caleb, would you go out with me if I was a girl? Oh, fuck. We got to have fun here. Joe, bro, greetings from Ireland. My Iron brother from New York. What time is the Italian Stallion on? Guy Cicino should be joining us any moment now. I spoke to him this morning, and he's all set to go. Caleb is my man. Back the fuck off. He's a wanted individual. Dana from Devotion. That's Dana. I just sent Gina Aliotti an email about a half hour ago as we speak. I want to get you guys back in a magazine. Two beautiful young ladies. One guy, Sister Nino. One blonde and one brunette. I'm looking at her. Guy loves our flex flavors. Yes, I'm. You know what? Guy, Sister, so I guess you joined this. Guy, I got it. Iliad's fucking did the fucking major hookup. Joined Guy, Sister Nino's live Instagram feed earlier today and said, looking forward to seeing you on Muscle Sport Radio. And Guy plugged his appearance on Muscle Sport Radio. So that is so cool. Jazzy, I'm the blonde. I know. I could see a little photo there. You're both gorgeous, both of you, Gina and Dana. And I want you back in the magazine because we need as many pretty women as we had, you know, can get fit pretty ladies in the magazine. Never enough. And there's never enough paid ads either. And we won't talk bad about your supplements, at least not anymore, because that part is that's not working for us. I'm breaking chops now. We never talk bad about your supplements. It's an inside joke, but probably few of the guys on this feed get it because of the recent developments in the company. But yeah, man, you know, it's a lot of fucking funny stuff. I just need to do a little something on the computer here for the fucking come and see camera here. The feed, we're live on Instagram every Monday at 3 p.m. Eastern time. And then on Thursday, of course, we have Ask Me Anything. So you can ask me anything you want. Yes, thank you very much, so Dana Lynn Kay, for joining in. Guy is the man. Yes, he is. And I want to get him on because I fucking love talking to Guy Cicinino. He's like just a regular dude, and he's a freaking amazing bodybuilder. No more vinegar drinks? No, I got a vinegar drink at the supermarket, and I have to thank the Gilroy for this. Enjoy eating Quest with them. Life is good. Yes, it is. Don't crash. Listen to us. 8 p.m. in Europe now, Joe. Good for you. But Kim T, I had my... my wife bought me an apple cinnamon flavor. They couldn't find a grape. There was apple cinnamon or honey. So I chose the apple cinnamon. Yes, I'm going to drink it, and I'm going to get all healthy and sexy looking from it, I hope. You'll have to let me know. But yes, that is the story with the apple cider vinegar. Yes, we love apple cider vinegar here. It was Greg's favorite thing. And I'm going to carry on the tradition of apple cider vinegar on Muscle Sport TV because it's good for you. And if they advertise on our show, we can't talk bad about them because we spoke such good about them already. Why do I have to be such a jerk sometimes? Johnny Juice joins. Hi, Johnny Juice. What kind of juice do you use? All of them. If you got a name like Johnny Juice, that means you use them. Keep up the good work you do, bro. Thank you. 5%. Sam Good, 1984. Thanks, Sam. I appreciate it. I try. Big game, Paul. I will crush you in the house. In the house. But yeah, we had an interesting week last week. I'm glad it's over. I'm not going to lie. It was, out of the ordinary, but I think in the long run, it's gonna be paid off for, you know, you take the good with the bad and you learn from the bad and you turn it into fucking good. And that's exactly what I plan on doing, talking to a lot of different people out there. And we're trying to add a lot of different people, ladies and men alike. But yes, we posted the Johnny Bravo episode of Muscle Sport TV. And of course, all the wonderful fucking, new account haters. Oh, look, he's still, what's up, Venom Weightlifting? Onwards and upwards. Yes, Paul, I agree. Oh, look, he's still milking Greg. Asshole. Those fucking episodes were fucking recorded in May. I have guests on them. I have paid advertisers on them, which I can't talk bad about, remember? And why would I fucking not use the show or scrap it just because fucking Greg is on it? They were fucking good shows. So those shows are going on as planned. Next show is Robert Frank is on it. And also Iron Mag Labs, sponsored athlete, figure competitor, Boyana. And I will not try to pronounce her last name now because I'm going to destroy it. So you know who she is, Boyana. She's gorgeous. She's blonde. And she's a figure competitor. She used to do fitness. That is the story. So we put that episode up yesterday with Johnny Bravo. It's getting great hits. It's getting I'm kind of pleasantly surprised. It's getting more thumbs up than thumbs down. Johnny Bravo said he did it weeks ago. Yeah, but you know what it is? We split up. We spread our shit out. We tape three shows in one day here, and we put them up 10 days apart. So if we put the first episode, will be like between the 7th and the 10th of the month, and then the 20th, and then the 30th. Hey, Michelle, what's up, Jukes? So that's why. I mean, hey, since Greg doesn't want to work, how do I get my hands on his Twitter page? Oh, you're fucking cool, dude. I was doing laundry back. Any skid marks? Did you have to put the extra fucking oxy in the fucking in the shit pot? Hi, Jupiter. Jupiter Michelle. I was putting together the readers of the issue section last night to give to the designer, and Jupiter is made the cut. Of course, how could you not make the cut, Jupiter? Skid marks. So I have Jupiter in there. I have a lot of good people. Just please don't be like Dave and do four episodes on Rich. Holy shit. I'm actually going to do a short muscle sport minute on Rich, kind of going along with what I was talking about on Ask Me Anything the other day. Yes, of course you made the cut. The picture with you holding the magazine up by your head, not the other one. You're going to need this issue. I hope so. I'm not going to say what you guys watch Thursday's show. You know, racial slurs don't mean nothing to me if they're directed towards me or anyone else. I laugh at them. I think they're amusing. No, not that one. But if you like, we can make a switch. It's not printed yet. I think people might enjoy the one you speak of now. Dave is still milking it on Rich. I'm not going to milk it. I'm basically going to give him fucking maybe like one of the only ones in the whole industry. It's not going to go, how dare you? Right, well, fuck up, motherfuckers. Come on, bunch of fucking hens and fucking crybabies. Please stop. And Rich doesn't even fucking write for the magazine anymore. It'd be easy for me to ignore it or fucking jump on the fucking racist bandwagon. But I'm going to be fucking truthful and say exactly what I mean. And what I mean is, I think it's a bunch of horseshit. Who gives a fuck? Really, who gives a fuck? Rich's bigger problem is who was rolling tape on him. Because it wasn't the girlfriend, because she wasn't on it. Somebody with him was rolling tape. So that's going to be the crux of my thing. So much drama. Yeah, Venom, come on. What was his severance package? Who, Greg? Greg, there was no severance packages. I didn't get a severance package from fucking Blackman when he fired me. People are so sensitive. I love Jew jokes. Why is everyone such pussies? Jupiter, I couldn't have said it any better. Some guy was calling me a Jew on YouTube, saying, because I he believes that I only paid Greg $200, which, please watch my show on Thursday. I don't want to go over it again today to fucking bore the people that were on the show Thursday, but it was a lot more than $200. Did not do that fucking, misinformation, left out information, whatever you want to say it. But fucking, this guy called me a Jew. And I said, I'm actually Roman Catholic, but I am going to surmise that you're using Jew and even a worse, type of thing. You're like saying that they're cheap and all of that stuff. So I was like, I forget exactly what I wrote, but paraphrasing, I was just like, whatever, bro. Big Muscles Mike in the house, the power lifter with that. What's that stuff called, that supplement he likes? I'm not cheap, just broke. Okay, there you go. Guineas are cheaper than Jews. So I guess if you want to call me cheap guinea, I'm not going to argue with you. I mean, shit, man. How the fuck can you, in this fucking industry, you better be cheap or else you're going to be fucking homeless. I'll buy whatever you want. You. But yes. I'm waiting for Guy. I just, that's what I was doing when I was doing that. Dupe's hot. Yes, she is, Josie. Yes, she is. We are, and here is my fucking pal, Goyes, a broke Jew from Oyster Bay. Go figure. Oyster Bay, as they say. He's always late. You know what? Fucking, that fucking, did you guys see the Rip Vixen interview video with fucking Comerica that's up on the YouTube channel? If you haven't, please go do it. We have a new edible shirt coming out, Matt. An edible shirt. Hopefully it's for females. Or else that would be kind of awkward. But yeah, go watch Rip Vixen Q&A with Dave Goyes, a.k.a. Comerica Muscle on Muscle Sport TV. The questions that you guys posted are the ones he went right. Dave said, I'm going right down the line. I'm not going to fucking skip any. Right, Ilias, it was fucking awesome. I tell you, man, it was kind of like hot. You know, she's sitting there on the fucking bed and no shoes on and the legs sticking out and talking about pissing on guys and lesbianism. I'll trade for some cookies. Boom tanks for chicks. Oh, perfect. Shuey, what's up, bro? What do I think about Mayweather and McGregor? Oh, I think, you know what? I think Mayweather's going to win, and only because he's playing his game. You know, I want McGregor to win. I'm not any Boston Lloyd interview soon. Well, he's got the column on every issue, so he's going to do a column on Bubba Guts this issue and how he likes them. Yes, he likes them. I pissed on a guy once. Wasn't on purpose, though. The guys actually like that stuff. This one does. It's better when it's on purpose. And sometimes guys think that, no, absolutely not. It was not enough information for NEI. A lot of times girls squirt and they think it's squirt and it's piss, but it's supposed to, it's actually, I heard a doctor on the Anthony Cumia show. They tested it and it was actually a mixture of fluid, like, you know, fucking orgasmic fluid from a woman. And yes, Dave, squirt is, yes, there you go. But you know what? That's good. My favorite mixture. Maybe put a little apple cider vinegar in. Oh, fuck. You see, this is what we do. We talk good about supplement companies, and we talk about you give your leakage. Elias, you know that. We say leakage. All right, shift tonight. You got to work tonight, Barbell. Oh, it sucks. Go to sleep. So you do 12 to 8. You doing the graveyard shift? Jupiter just got hotter, yes. I drink more pineapple juice. See what happens. Oh, I got a message from fucking Guy. Let me see if it's going to come up through this one. I got a message from him, but I don't want to do this phone. Come on, come up on my fucking computer, bro. I'm hoping he's coming in soon. Even though we are having a hell of a conversation, we can fucking, Guy can stay home. We can talk about Jupiter pissing. Yes, Guy Sistanino. He's supposed to join us at this show, and he's just sent me an every girl. Yes, unfortunately, but you know what? They all can. They all have the ability to squirt. It all depends on certain situations, and sometimes if you give a woman Viagra, and you're gonna go, huh? Yes, it works better on a chick than it does on a guy. So that's the story with that. It is a talent. Lee Carter. Lee is going to bat for me on fucking YouTube. And I fucking, Lee, I owe you a fucking case of beer, bro. Timing and Kegels. Yeah, I'm doing Kegels as we speak. Depends on the guy. Yeah, the gill is jumping in. Not always, though. Not all pissed, though. But that would be okay. There's nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that whatsoever. So true. Oh, keep going, try on a roll. I don't know. Greg didn't like the potty talk. That was another thing that we argued about. He said that I, no neck. Hey, what's up? No neck in the house. Greg said that I come as the camera. I use too much potty talk, and that when I was talking about Ejaculoid too much, who was the sponsor on this show, he thought that, what are we, an infomercial for them now? And I'm like, well, they're the title sponsor for the show, so in a way. We have to be. Oh, nice big C. No Neck, what's going on? I want Guy's thing to come through my fucking computer because I cannot click off the fucking thing. All right, well, if not, we'll get him on next week. I mean, I'm hoping he can do it, but I'm afraid to cut off this fucking thing. Guys, hang on 1 second. I just want to go to my text assistant because I do want to get him on. I didn't lose you. Guy Sistanino said, dealing with an issue, give me 10. I wish it came. I have the thing on my computer. He has an iPhone, apparently. It said iMessage. So, yes, he will join us in a little bit, but we can keep talking about whatever you guys want to talk about, you know, urination, squirting, what the show is going to be moving forward, whatever you guys want to talk about. But Guy is going to join us, and that is good. Be right back. I have to go take a piss. What are the ties between myself and Palumbo? Hey, Lee, what's going on, pal? I love you, my friend. You are having a fucking pisser with that fucking whatever that guy's name is, some Bradley Garcia or some shit. Christian, I spoke to Dave the next day afterwards to let him know that I was not trying to steal Sadiq, that I just wanted to hire him, and we were going to plug RX more on this show than we did when he was the guest on, because he would be a steady guy where we could talk about RX and bill him as Sadiq from RX. And Dave wrote back, I know I was just breaking your balls, and I wrote, okay, and that's it. You should get Milos on the show, so many good stories. Are you talking about Sarsev? Yeah, he's good, man. Sadiq was great. So, I'll just leave it at that. I'll talk to you about that on the side, boys. Damn, got to go already. Talk to you. Wow, Lee, would you just have a shit? You took a quick shit? You made 6 meals a day. Howard, if I ate 6 meals a day, I'd never leave the toilet. Good for you, man. How is Generation Iron 2? Did not see it. Guy will be on in 10 minutes. Milos is a thick people on high insulin. Well, that's what he's known for. I mean, Sarsev was part of the fucking Balco thing, if you guys remember correctly. Remember the whole thing with Balco, with fucking Barry Bonds and shit? Milos Sarsev was part of that whole juice movement there. I don't want to pay for a movie. I don't either. Fuck. Is it that good that we're going to... I don't even know what it costs. $2? $5? I don't even know. Generation 2 is great. I want to see because Big C's in the background now. If Big C's in the movie, then that's worth for me to pay for. I feel you, but it's interesting because it's not the same old shit with my love. Oh, you're talking to Iliad, I guess. Yeah, but it's not the same old shit. And I don't mind somebody bitching and moaning, you know, talking about fucked up shit. It was like 10 or 20 bucks. Really? Well, considering I'm such a cheap guinea, I am in the back. So what? You're still there, bro. I'm not. You're more than me. He fucked Dave Crosswind and cannot help him. You got it, Caleb. Caleb will be in the issue again in the summer issue. I got his article all together. I picked some good photos out. I think you're going to like these ones too. See, I try to get you with your guys in there. Is Greg tuned in? Surely he will support you. I don't know about either one. I don't know. I guess you need that Joe P. and Darryl Berg video. If you guys saw that RX Muscle fucking show, I don't know. Best mag ever. Thanks, Caleb. I don't know if, I don't know. I guess we can draw our own conclusions. But, you know, Mama didn't raise any dumb dagos. I can cut the fucking. I didn't have to read between the lines. I don't have time for movies. Neither do I. How much have you and Greg talked since the split? Not one fucking bit. Not one word. He did post something on Instagram and tagged me on it. I'll wish him the best moving forward and all that. And I wrote something like, thanks or something, or absolutely in the same. Looking forward to hearing about your new gig or something. That is the most conversation that we've had since then. And that's it, man. This is you move on and you do what you got to do. I mean, fucking Tony Huge on board. Dave Goy's on board. I'm talking to. I got this other young lady that I'm talking to because I want to get a young lady's thing on. And Jupiter, that invitation's fucking out forever for you. Never goes away, that one. How was Father's Day, Joe? Time will heal my... It's not going to heal, bro. Father's Day was great. I didn't do shit. I understand, man. Some takes time. How long are you friends with Greg? About 10 years. But I'm the type of guy ready to call, okay? Guy is going to call. So we'll get back to that after Guy, because I definitely want to get the sister Nino. Guy's sister Nino is going to be calling us. So we'll get back to that, Paul. I know somebody's saying, what happened, Venom, I think, but I don't want to rehash fucking old news, man. I mean, it's kind of, oh, okay. Hey, Guy, what's up, man?
What's going on?
Right now, being joined live on the telephone by Guy Sistanino, IFBB 212 Pro. So, Guy, I was telling the guys I got the Instagram live feed going on here, so everybody's asking, when's Guy coming on? He just texted me, he'll be on in a few minutes, so I'm glad. Hopefully you took care of what you did. I don't want to hold you up too long. We'll do about 10 minutes if that's cool with you.
Yeah, and, you're good. I was just dealing with an issue. My basement was flooded, so they got to come out and fix one of the pipes going into my my sewer line. So I was on the phone. I couldn't get off.
Oh, no, I just totally understand. You're on Jersey still, right?
Yes, sir.
All right, yeah. So.
Yes, sir.
Let's get into the whole thing. I know everybody was fucking curious about the whole thing. I know you and I had spoke the other day, but, you know, I still, this is like the important stuff. And people were like, I mean, people, you're a big fan favorite, obviously. And people were like, kind of like, you know, holy shit, you know, with the whole thing with your skin and kind of upset
yeah.
over that because they wanted to see you on stage and defend your title and win another New York pro up there. So what's the
yeah.
latest with the skin condition, Guy?
Well, for starters, nobody wanted to be on that stage more than me. I won it 2 years in a row, and quite frankly, and I'll say this with confidence, that if I showed up without any issues, not one of those guys would have even touched me on stage. So they could say what they want about cockiness or whatever, but fact of the matter is that everybody at this show has never beaten me, and there were some newcomers, but based on what I know and how I look, that people even thought I should have won, even with the spot that I was having people tell me I smoked half, you know, 99.9% of the class anyway. But that
yeah.
being said, that's no here than there. What happened was Tuesday night after I got done training, my skin started getting a little weird, and it was like almost itching and burning at the same time. It was very like I had never felt anything really like it. So. Then Wednesday morning, I woke up and my training partner, Rich, came over to take pictures to send to Chris. And he was like, dude, what the fuck? I'm like, dude, I don't know. It looked like
I was – my all my skin was red, and then I have all these weird black and blue spots all over me.
So I sucked it up because I had to shoot a video for Centurion Labs and Gas and all that stuff. So I said, you know, fuck it. I'm going to go to the gym, train legs. So I went to the gym, sucked it up, took some Benadryl, trained white, I just thought it was like some bullshit-ass allergic reaction. And next thing I know is I'm driving to New York that night because Chris Aceto was in White Plains on Wednesday. So I was driving into White Plains as well because I wanted to see him. And I got there. I got my stuff settled away, you know, squared away in my room. And then I'm trying to fall asleep. You know, I ate a meal and trying to fall asleep. And I just feel my skin just, like, getting worse and worse and worse to the point where I couldn't even fall asleep. So I started to really be like, fuck, like, something, this ain't good. And I looked in the mirror, and my skin was even worse. So I said, fuck this. And I drove right to the emergency room in Greenwich, Connecticut, which borderlines, it borders White Plains, New York. So I drove there. They admitted me to the hospital right away. They gave me some Medrol, which is almost like a liquid prednisone, if people don't know what that is. And they gave me some, like, liquid IV type of Benadryl stuff because, you know, they weren't sure if I was going, like, anaphylactic. They really weren't sure because I had it around my neck. So because of the Medrol and the liquid Benadryl, I started feeling okay. Pretty much everything that had happened, that kind of like masked, I'm assuming, because of previous what would happen afterwards. So I get back from the ER. They let me go around 2 or 3 in the afternoon. So I was so physically fucking exhausted because I hadn't slept that I actually went back to my hotel room, ate, went, laid down. Chris Aceto knew I was in the ER, and he knew that I had just gotten back. So he actually came to knock on my door, and I didn't answer because I was so exhausted from, like, the medications and being, you know, hooked to the IV that Chris actually went down to the front desk and said, "You guys got to let me in this room." And they're like, "We can't let you in somebody's room. Like, we don't know if you know who this person is." And Chris goes to the people. He goes, "He was just in the emergency room. So if you don't let me in this fucking room and he's dead, you're all going to lose your fucking jobs." So they actually let Chris into my room. And Chris said he shook me violently to wake me up, and I was not responsive. So he said he actually took my pulse to make sure my heart was still fucking beating. That's how bad it got.
Wow.
And Chris said he said he could feel my heartbeat, and I was just in some sort of death, like heavy sleep from all the like pain meds and all that shit. So then he actually left a note on my fucking I had two beds. He left a note on one bed. It said, "I'm here, room 664. He's like, "Come see me." So I'm like, "Okay." And then all of a sudden, I woke up to a banging at my door again. So I get up, I open the door. It's Chris with this big black lady that works at the hotel. So I'm like out of it, and I look at Chris, and I look at this black lady, and I'm like, and I'm like all confused. And the black lady goes, "Do you know him?" I'm like, "Yes." So she's like, "Okay." She walks away. And then Chris tells me he was in my room, and I was like, "Wait, you were here?" He goes, "Yeah, dude." He goes, "I was shaking you." He goes, "I took your pulse." I'm like, "Are you fucking serious?" He's like, "Yeah." I'm like, "Dude, I'm sorry." I was like, "I don't know if it was from the meds." He's like, "You were out of it, beyond out of it." I'm like, "Well, no shit." So that day we drove to beds because I had a workout, and I actually felt fine. And that's what people might not understand, is that they saw me working out Thursday at Bev's, which people don't understand that when you get pain meds and prednisone shot and Benadryl, obviously that was kind of like a band. I didn't know what the issue was, but that was almost like putting a Band-Aid on what the real fucking problem was. So then what happened was, like, you know, I went to Bev's. I wanted to make sure Steve looked at me because I was covered in these black and blue spots, and I didn't want Steve to be like, "You know, that's not going to look good on stage, or that's going to like hurt, you know, how you look, or it's going to cover some of your definition," because I was debating pulling out. And, you know, Steve goes, "Listen, you look fucking phenomenal." He goes, "You know, hopefully the tan will cover some of the spots and you'll be good to go." So I'm like, "All right, you know, I want to stick it out. I don't want to fucking not compete." And so then Friday came, and between Friday afternoon and Friday night, I guess the medication that I got Thursday started to wear off, and I started to not feel myself. So they gave me a prednisone dose to take. So I started popping the prednisone pills, you know, the 6-5-4-3-2 pack, hoping that would kind of subside whatever issue it was. And that clearly didn't fucking work. So next thing I knew, Saturday morning I woke up, it was 10 times fucking worse. And I think the kicker that really did it for me was when I was backstage, when they started putting oil on my skin, I think it was like the friction contact on my skin that did it, because all of a sudden, as soon as they started rubbing my skin with that oil and like that skin on skin friction contact, I think that just ended up just being like the final straw, that my skin was like, my skin just exploded at that point, to the point where even me walking up to the stage felt like somebody threw lighter fluid on me and threw a match on me. I could barely even walk. If anybody looks at any of my pictures, I could barely hit a lat spread because the pain of putting my thumb in my hip was so unbearable that I couldn't even fucking do it. So as soon as I walked off stage, I had fans trying to take a picture of me, and I'm like, "Oh, I'll be right back." And I literally walked out to the parking lot, and I had to be almost carried to the car, went to my hotel, threw my shit in my bag, rinsed off, and then went right to the emergency room and was there until Tuesday.
So fucking people that are saying that you dropped out because you didn't feel you were going to win, obviously that's a bunch of fucking horseshit, but, you know, so you literally were hospitalized 3 days before this fucking show and had to go back in the hospital after prejudging. So it's not, I mean, you, it's, you know, obviously you had a major fucking issue, but, fuck the, I mean, the show is one thing. That's no big deal. I mean, you know, there's a million shows you can come back and do. More importantly is when we spoke the other day, you still haven't gotten a full, you know, diagnosis on this thing after you've had a gazillion tests, right?
Yeah, so, like, I had a couple of these weird spots on my body. Like, they almost look black and blues. And everybody, you know, every all these fucking, you know, people that would see me post, like, a video in the past couple months, they'd be like, oh, it's from a bad shot. And I'm like, okay, I've had, prior to this all happening, see, I've been having this weird issue, like, very similar to this, but it was not painful. And all the stuff, so I had been actually going to doctors prior to all this happening. So I actually had two biopsies done on the one on my arm, along with blood tests already. So the fact that it was like, it's weird. I think it was an ongoing underlying issue that has been going on for a while. And then whatever things led up to it getting this bad, it just might have been something that, you know, happened or stress. They don't know. But while I was in the hospital, they did a ton of blood panels on me. They did they tested me for – so since when I was in the hospital, they had specialists working on me. It was like a crazy episode of fucking House. That's the only way I can explain it. The amount of different doctors that were coming in the room and specialists and, you know, everybody was pretty much like – you know, throw their hands up in there and like, we don't fucking know because, you know, my kidney enzymes are fine, liver enzymes are fine, white blood cells fine, red blood cells fine, platelets are fine. Everything that they would think it was, it's not. So then after I got out of the hospital, I got all my blood tests back, went to my primary care doctor. So my primary care was leaning towards vasculitis or an autoimmune disease. So I was like, all right, well, if that's what it is, how do we go about fixing it? And so I went to – since I've been out of the hospital, I've been to a – what was my first – I went to an infectious disease doctor. I got those results back last week. It came back all negative. They tested me for, like, lupus, autoimmune, Stevens-Johnson syndrome. Yeah, they tested me for, like, all these crazy, disease you can catch like overseas in like third world countries, like all those crazy, like different type of like measles or whatever. But it tested me for all. So all that stuff came back negative. Went to a hematologist last week, which is a blood doctor, and an oncologist, which is obviously a doctor of cancer. So they ran a bunch of blood tests. I'm waiting on those results this week. And then I have a dermatologist appointment tomorrow because they did two biopsies on my leg really deep, which both came back negative, which ruled out vasculitis and ruled out autoimmune, but then they wanted to resend the biopsy out to, like higher-ups to make sure, like, that they didn't miss anything. So then after I got a dermatologist appointment, follow-up tomorrow, and then I have a rheumatologist appointment on Wednesday. So for all the people that like to think that I pulled out because it was some fucking, like, made-up bullshit food poisoning like 99% of the other fucking people do when they pull out of a fucking show, I have, you know, I got blood records and fucking doctor's notes up the wazoo. If anybody feels the need to question my fucking integrity as an athlete, which some of those fucking people did, you know, and I don't care if fans do it, or I wouldn't even call them fans, but fucking haters or trolls, they want to question my integrity, that's fine, that's one thing. But when other pros that I compete against question my integrity as an athlete, when I've whooped every one of their asses before, and on top of that, the motherfuckers want to call me out saying that they fucking beat me when I was in the hospital for 4 days, I can't wait to get on stage with them fucking next week. Because they thought Kai and fucking Phil were nasty on stage, they haven't fucking seen me get into it on stage with anybody.
Oh, I love it, bro. I gotta say one thing. One of our viewers, Steve Shoesmith, he's a competitor over in the UK. He's saying, could it have been stress-related psoriasis?
It's not psoriasis because psoriasis itches and it actually raises on the skin. This didn't raise. This is flush with the skin. It looks like internal bruising, like under the skin, like blood. That's what it looks like. So it ended up peeling off like sunburn eventually. All the really dark, dark spots ended up dying. So it actually almost, like I, when people were asking me what it felt like, I said it felt like the worst case of sunburn in the world. And then somebody pushed me into a burning shower. which the funny part is, well, it's not funny, but that's literally how everything occurred. It went from just getting reddish to then all of a sudden turning blackish. Then it ended up, like, all the skin, like, turned into almost like a slight scab, like dead skin, and then all the skin peeled off. So
that's
very fucking strange.
Terrible. Now, I know we spoke the other day, so, I asked you, you said you were going to not mention any names just to take the high road in that, but they know who they are. So if anybody on the feed is saying, who the fuck were these guys? I mean, Guy and I already had one over this, so I'm not going to ask him the same question again. And I totally fucking respect that. You do your talking on stage. And people that fucking question your fucking warrior mentality, I know you since 2009. We've worked together at Flex. We worked together at MD, and we've done other interviews together for my magazine. And you are the most fucking warrior-like guy on the circuit, you know? So, so anybody that has the fucking retardation to say Guy Cisternino bailed, fucking, you know, they couldn't be more off, way off base. So right now, one of the guys asked if you were Olympia qualified. We had one over this on Friday as well. So you're going to just take the rest of the year off to get this thing diagnosed and give your body some rest, right?
Yeah, I mean, I am qualified with points, which is not something that I would want to fucking do, was qualify on points, because I think people that qualify on points, I mean, it's cool for the guys that haven't really won a show or maybe won't win a show and they'll place top five, but they don't have, like, you know, the genetics, or they don't have the look to win shows. That is what it is. But, you know, when you're coming from somebody who's won, you know, six, I think I've won six now pro shows. I'm not a type of guy that would go to the Olympia on points. It's just not my thing. I don't look down on people that do it. That's just not my character. For me, you know, I haven't worked out in 5 weeks. And for me to, you know, listen, are there somebody, you know, first of all, I don't think any bodybuilder would have even showed up to the show after going through what I went through. I did it I knew a lot of fans were going to see me, and I was trying to do the right thing. Although it probably wasn't the right thing now looking back, but I didn't want to let my friends, my family, I didn't want to let people down that were going through the show. So I was trying to just suck it up, which ended up being worst case fucking scenario. But are there a lot of guys that would be qualified for the Olympia and do it after they've been through what I've been through? Yeah. But those are the guys that don't care about their health. I get my blood work done, you know, every 3 to 6 months. You know, I'm very fucking healthy. As you can tell, if I wasn't healthy, this issue would have been found out. They'd have been like, oh, your liver, your kidneys are fucking dying, you know, or failing or whatever. But that's clearly not the case. So internally, I'm extremely healthy. But they're starting to think that it might be something external that is touching my skin, or possibly, you know, something that I'm ingesting, that, because, you know, they say every 7 years your body changes, your allergies change, your everything changes in your body.
Right.
So they're under the assumption that it might be something external, you know, that's either touching my skin or that I'm putting on it, or it's sort of like something that I'm physically eating. But, you know, a lot of guys would just say, oh, I'm qualified for Olympia, I'm doing it. Well, people don't realize that haven't been following me since day one, was that I turned pro in 08. I started competing as a professional in 2010. I have done multiple shows since 2010 until 2017, and I've been to Olympia every single year except my first year competing as a pro, which is 2017. I have not had an off season longer than 2 months in 7 years. So I look at it like this. They don't know what's wrong with me, which I need to figure out. And I haven't had an off season in 7 years, which is what a lot of these guys do, because a lot of these guys like Flex, Jose, you know, Jose does shows and David will do like the Arnold and stuff, but they usually don't do more than 1-2 shows a year. Here I am doing 6 and 7 and, you know, going to open shows because nobody wants to do them. I got promoters calling me. I'm traveling all over the world. I travel more than probably 95% of fucking all the open and 212 athletes. And so I'm doing all this, plus I'm trying to fucking compete. And I'm like, you know what, if I give myself a full year to make improvements, then I'm going to fucking give a lot of people more of a problem than they've had in the past. So I'm like, you know what, I'll take the rest of the year off. It's going to suck not being at the Olympia. It's the first year it's televised. Now, I know The Rock's going to be in there doing some MC stuff. I think it's going to be on TV, they said, this year. So for me, it sucks because the 1 year that I would want to be there, and make my mark and do it. This happened, but God has a plan. This was in it. And, you know, could I be a fucking asshole and do it and risk my health? Yeah, but I'm not going to fucking die for a bodybuilding show, unfortunately. Some guys would. I'm not.
No, I don't fucking blame you, bro. So I actually know you longer than I thought, because if you got your card in 08, I know you since you were a fucking amateur. So we know
you know since I was an amateur.
Fucking, I remember when they had first thing with you and MD with the black and white full page photos, man. So going back a while. I got a couple of guys that want me to mention things. One guy said Pupura, P-U-R-P-U-R-A. Could it be?
They tested it.
Okay, they tested eczema. I mean, that's more of just like a skin rash disease too. So, this, you know, bro, guys love you out there. These guys are all looking up things that could be and telling me to ask you if they want to help you out. The guys on feed, Pupura, that's
I appreciate it, man. I was doing live feeds in my hospital bed. Doped up on fucking Dilaudid and fucking morphine, and I don't even remember doing them, but I was doing live feeds just because somebody sent me a couple things, and I said, like, I was trying to, like, pronounce words, and I'm like, oh, my God, I sound like a fucking drunk. But I was doing that, and this is the thing that sucks, which I hate about fucking, you know, I don't think I'm a celebrity. I think we're all equals. I think we're all fucking humans. We all put our pants on the same way. We all fucking, you know, we all bleed the same color blood. Like, I'm no better than the fucking next guy. That's how I've been brought up. That's how I fucking go about my life. You know, but the reason why I did that, which I shouldn't have had to fucking do, but the reason why I did it is because I was hearing that people thought, like, that I pulled out because I wasn't going to win. And I'm like, I am not that much. I have taken fucking second. I have taken third, fourth, fifth, sixth. I've taken every fucking place in the world. I've lost shows that I don't think I should have lost, like I told you. I've won shows that maybe I should have lost and shouldn't have won. That's all part of bodybuilding. I would never be that fucking catty or disrespectful of a human being that if I didn't get the place that I wanted to, that walk off stage and not show up. And people go, well, I bet if you were in the first call out, you probably would have came back. And I said, no, I would have went right to the fucking ER. Because case in fucking – but this is the thing. Case in point, Dallas McCarver was battling for first and second in Australia. And he collapsed, and he wanted to go back on stage, but he physically fucking couldn't. So that just goes to show the integrity of people, because Dallas could have won Australia when he was against Brandon. Because the last call was him and Brandon Curry, and he did not show up for finals. So for people to think that if I was in the first call out, I still would have shown up – people don't realize that I physically could barely fucking move. That's how bad it was. So whether I was in dead center and they called me off, they told me to go off by myself and I knew I was in first, I would have had to go to the emergency room because I would not have been able to finish if I did not go to the fucking ER. End of story. There's no fucking questions about it.
You were admitted to the fucking hospital. I mean, you know, I'm talking about obviously the days before, but then on that Saturday at the pre-judge. There was no question about that. These guys are fucking douchebags that said that. I got one more thing I wanted to mention to you. One of our followers here, Paul Cullen, he's in Ireland, and he's a photographer and a competitor, and he says that you gave him some advice at the end of his show prep, and he won his class. He wanted to thank you personally.
Hell yeah, Paul. Is he the one that sent me ask him if he's the one that sent me business cards, because I got to send him a package in the mail. I forgot.
Paul,
I think he's the one that sent me a
business card. He probably did, because he sent me some cool shit, too. Paul, if you're the one that
sent me some
of the business cards, he said, oh, yeah. And I got one other thing. Christian Duque said, do you see a fellow Garden State resident, Sean the Giant Killer Clarita, as being somebody that's up and coming and doing damage in a 212?
I guess they asked it because they fucking knew, or they must have been paying attention to social media and knew what I was talking about.
I didn't even know. I'm just speaking of Duque, fucking Christian stuff through the pod.
Yeah.
Oh, we'll leave it at that then. That's all right. No problem.
Well, I'll say this. I'm not going to say anything. This is what I'll say about Sean. Okay, and I'm going to say what I told Sean. But about his character and anything else, I'm not going to go into that, because then I'm going to go off on a tangent that not a lot of people are going to like. That, and obviously, if he asked that, he knew he's he's one of the guys that was running his fucking mouth. So what this and this is what bothered me the most about the whole Sean thing was that in 2015 when I won that show, okay, I told Sean, I said, you keep doing what you're doing, you'll be at the top of the show 1 year, you know, next year. He kept doing it. He fucking came back in 2016. He took fucking third. And I said, dude, I said, just keep fucking doing what you're doing. You'll fucking get it one day. So this is somebody that I give nothing but encouragement to and fucking, you know, told him that regardless of his weight or his short or how short he is or his structure and people tell him he's not going to mount to anything, I said, you keep doing what I was doing and putting in the fucking work, let the doubters doubt and just shut him up. You're going to fucking – you're going to do damage. And he fucking just won the show this past weekend in Dallas, and he beat Charles Dixon, who's a great fucking competitor. So do I think he's a good competitor? Yes. There are things about his physique which are questionable. I'll just leave that like that. and as far as him being a threat to some competitors, absolutely. Is he an up-and-comer? He's an up-and-comer in maybe shows. I don't think he'll ever do damage at the Olympia. He doesn't have – he's not big enough. Even though at 170-something pounds, he looks fucking great. I'll put it like this. Is he a threat to other competitors? Yes. Is he a threat to Flex, David, Hidetada, myself, Eduardo Correa, Ashkenani? Is he a threat to us and like me and those guys? Not a fucking chance in hell.
Yeah, I agree with you, guy, 100%. And Duque said I just
gave him a lot of fucking praise, and speaking the truth. But no, I don't think he's a threat to me. I don't think he'll ever be a threat to me.
I gotcha. Duque said he asked you because Clarita got runner up, not because he knew of the social media thing. But that's cool, man. You know what? That's a great fucking yes. I did, Duque. Relax. Please reiterate. I did because he got runner up. Don't worry about it, guy. Listen, I'm gonna fucking let you go because I know you got that fucking flood issue to deal with. Thanks so much for joining us.
I'm just waiting for the guy to show up. Yeah, it's been a fucking nightmare.
Now I hear you. And just quick, give out your plugs, man. Sites, whatever you want to plug. Go ahead.
Well, this first thing I want to plug is you guys for fucking taking the time out to interview me. I want to give a huge. You know, thanks, first of all, for all my fans, those that are on here and on the live feed listening to you and those that aren't. You know, my fans make what I do worthwhile. You know, the trolls, you know, all those guys can fucking, you know, suck one. But, you know, for all the guys that care, my fans, my friends, I love all them guys. You know, obviously, I want to give a huge shout out to my sponsor, Centurion Labs. Up and coming. We're in 3 years of business. We're doing fucking great. A lot of big things coming. I want to give another shout-out to Gasp. I'm going on almost 4 years with them as one of their main athletes. Love them guys to death. Thank you so much. Also want to give a shout-out to NutriChef NYC. They're my food sponsor, along with Steve Cardillo, who constantly sends me belts. He probably sends me more packages than anybody else. I also want to give a shout-out to Sinister Labs, Flex Lewis's, and Scott James' new company. They just kind of brought me on board, but it hasn't been announced yet, but I'll say that now. That's the peanut butter company. Also want to thank Protan, want to thank Atomics, and I think I covered everybody because I got a lot of sponsors, but those are the ones that I want to give a huge shout out to. So thank you too, Joe, for taking out the time, and I appreciate it, and hopefully there's more to come.
The pleasure is all mine, bro, as always. And of course, guysfistanino.com, get all your Quadro apparel.
There you go.
Guys, line of apparel. Guy, I love you, bro.
I always forget to shout out myself.
Yeah, you did it on the TV show, too.
I never shout out myself.
Yeah. Hey, get better soon. Let's get that thing fucking fixed. Come back and just destroy that fucking lineup every time up there, bro.
That's the plan, brother.
Yeah, that's going to go through, man. Be good, bro. I'll talk to you soon.
All right, you got it. All right, guys, I appreciate it.
Thanks a lot. That is Guy Cisternino, of course. Fellas, I got to tell you something. You guys on the feed are fucking great. Everybody was fucking giving Guy, like, this guy is so real and all of that. Protecting Lift got left out. Yes. But listen, I'm telling you, that is one fucking cool motherfucker. And now I do know him personally. I'm not buddies with him. I know him, like, you know, through work shit. Like I said, we work with Flex and MD. I met him when he was a fucking NPC competitor. I don't know. Maybe it was probably a few months before he got his pro card. So I actually, I didn't realize I did know him. I thought he got his pro card a year later than that. But I know Sister Nino a long time, and I'm sure you guys are all here and you're all writing the same things that I'm fucking telling him and thinking. No fucking way did he bail out on the show because he didn't feel he was going to do good in it. No fucking way. He should not even gotten on stage. He was in a fucking hospital fucking a day and a half, a couple of days before that. So he comes from a great fam. Yeah, I mean, that's what Greg knows him a lot longer than me, and he's actually the one that introduced Guy to me. So I think he knows his dad. How can we get back Masters, Mr. Olympia? I love the Masters Olympia, Shuey. The last one was, I believe, in Miami in 2012, which I attended. I think the way they did the Masters Olympia was fucking stupid, though. It should not be guys that compete like Dexter wanted, but he competes in the regular Olympia. There should be only the guys that don't compete anymore, like the older guys. Like Durham Charles at the time was kind of retired, and now he's back doing the classic physique. So I think only those guys, like Freeman was in that show. I think the guys that don't compete anymore, that are older, that would be perfect for Lerone, Flex Wheeler. I mean, how cool would that be? Maybe with these guys coming back, maybe somebody will sponsor it and bring it back. Guy is the hardest working pro ever. Oh, yes, I don't disagree. I fucking agree. He's a fucking animal. And I'm doing a cover feature on Guy for Most Muscular magazine. I did a leg feature on him, which we're going to bump to another issue because we want to put him on the cover. I'm doing a chest feature with him. So Venom, wait, let's just find up, man, for sponsors. Yes, but my sister Nino, fucking, you're going to see him on Skype on next month's shows. We're actually taping Wednesday for for the shows in July. So maybe I'll pop in and do a little thing like this on Wednesday. Master show for make. It does, but you know what happened? The promoter, Jarka, there was a lot of issues between her and the people and the guest posing. I know Robbie Robinson said he never got paid. And there was a lot of – and Ronnie Coleman was a guest poser. I don't know what happened with Ronnie, but I remember Robbie was saying some stuff. I'm old enough to do it. Me too, bro. I can be in the fucking the has-been category, the fucking the old fucking has-been. But, yeah, I love couples, too. I like when they used to do the couples back in the 80s. Remember that? Bring back the Women's Olympia. Oh, God, please. That's the first thing they should do before any other Masters or couples or anything. Fucking Miss Olympia. The Miss Olympia show. Miss Olympia. Amateur Miss Olympia next year. You're going to do it, Shuey? Because I know that starts this year in Vegas at the regularly scheduled program of the Olympia. I'm not sure where it's going to be. It's probably going to be at the expo hall, I guess. I'm going to have to carry. Comerica, you got fucking, I got a fucking decade and change on you, bro. Almost a decade. They need more female bodybuilding. 90 seconds left. Well, excuse, a minute and a half. I started that camera a little late. I really don't care that much for huge women, how they are bigger than me. Yeah, but think of how fucking hot that is if they just fucking get on top and pin you down, bro. Come on now. Hey, listen, you can get this magazine, $32 a year, free shipping in the United States, and of course, Iron Mag Labs. We got to play that commercial really quick. Yes, we do.
In a world of advanced bodybuilding supplementation, the numbers don't lie. Fact, Iron Mag Labs is among the fastest growing hardcore supplement companies in the world. Fact, when it comes to no-nonsense, cutting-edge products, nobody delivers results like Iron Mag Labs. Fact, the Iron Mag Labs line of innovative formulation has set a new industry standard with products that are helping world-class bodybuilders reach levels they never thought possible. Iron Mag Labs is a proud supporter of bodybuilders everywhere. Discover the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements on the market. Visit IronMagLabs.com today.
I hate getting those in the last minute, but I got tied up with Guy. That fucking interview was going great. IronMagLabs.com. Go there right now. You get their item of the week that we're promoting. Super Lorenzo RX, $39, 30% off. Guys, thanks so much for joining us on Instagram. I will have this show up by tomorrow on the YouTube Muscle Sport TV channel. Make sure you subscribe to that. Make up some of the ones of people that bailed on us after the fucking crazy week last week. But, of course, thank you. We'll see you again on I'll try to do something on Wednesday while we're recording here. But definitely Thursday. Love you, too, Ilias. A honeymoon awaits us. We're going to see each other Thursday, and we will be back next Monday, of course, at 3 p.m. for Muscle Sport Radio, and also AMA on Thursday, 3 p.m. Taro signing off. We'll see you guys next week. You've got to be crazy. You've got to have a real mean.